Lesson 53. 1. Reading Comprehension. Read the text fast to find answers to these questions. 1. What happened to Kunta in this story? 2. What do you think happened to many of the black people on the ship? Journey into the Unknown. Kunta wondered why the white people had done this to him. Born a free man, he was now in chains. Heavy iron chains around his feet and hands were fixed to a metal bar that ran round the hall about 10 centimeters off the ground. He was just able to lie down on the ground, but could not stand up. He sat in the darkness and listened to the people around him. One man had a head wound and was in pain. Another, whose language Kunta understood, was crying softly to himself. Kunta knew it was the middle of the night, for through the small open window high in the wall, he could see stars. He could also hear night insects and the sound of waves on the shore. Kunta had been seized in the forest and then hit on the head with a hard object. When he woke up, his hands and feet had already been tied together. What shocked him most was that the men who carried him were black. He reasoned with them and tried to persuade them to set him free, but they would not listen to him. When they came to the river, a white man was waiting in the boat for them. There was an argument about money, so it seemed, in a language that Kunta did not understand. Finally, Kunta was thrown into the bottom of the boat and covered with an old smelly cloth. The men took him in their boat to the castle on the coast, where he was now held prisoner. Another thing which shocked Kunta was that women were held in the castle too. He could hear their crying, also children's voices. What was to become of them all, he wondered. For all his life, he had known that people suddenly disappeared from their villages. He had known that it was not safe to travel alone in the forests near the coast. But why did white people want to catch Africans and put them in chains? Would they be killed or even eaten? The situation seemed hopeless, and he knew his life was in danger. Worse was to come. A few days later, about 140 black people were taken and put on a tall sailing ship waiting off the coast. Once on the boat, they were taken below, and their chains were fixed to 2 bars that ran the length of the ship. Their feet were fixed to 1 bar, and their hands to another bar. Thus they lay on hard wooden boards, unable to stand up or move around. The sea journey lasted over 60 days and nights. They had rough weather, and Kunta's back bled from rolling over on the hard wooden boards. Many of the men fell sick with fever. They sighed and cried out for more water, but food and water were only given out once a day. Once in a while, sailors came down, Kunta thought, to carry sick men upstairs for treatment. When the ship finally arrived in the port, the wooden cover was opened wide, and Kunta could see in daylight for the first time across the part of the ship where he had been chained. About a third of the people who had been chained up below at the beginning of the journey were missing.